A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Soccer tournament is here, although there's no matches today. But we are giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at around $300 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. And for your chance to win, text the word, which is really a name, Messi, to 20357. If you text the word Messi, you're going to be spelling it wrong, because the word Messi is M-E-S-S-Y.
Right.
You want to text the name Messi, M-E-S-S-I. Text that to 20357. If you want more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive, but you can win the soccer swag bundle from our friend Sinbad at Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall just by texting Messi, M-E-S-S-I. Messi. To 20357. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts the Zach Gelb Show on 365 Sports. He's the studio host for NFL and college basketball on Compass Media Networks. You hear him hosting shows on a bunch of Odyssey stations, including right here on WQAM, WFAN in New York, EEI in Boston. You should follow him on social media at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. And I have to begin, I said this when I got back on the air Monday from my two-week vacation, I watched some of the segments that you did where you filled in for me a number of times over the shows that I missed, but even on the text line right now, people are talking about how great you did on the air. I have heard nothing but universal praise. I gave you universal praise. You are a fantastic radio host, and you are a pleasure to have as a fill-in host when I'm not here.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure there was also a lot of texts that were like, F this guy, get him off.
That was from Solana. That was Solana just texting me on my phone.
Right. Because when you said universal praise, Hawk, are you forgetting our conversation?
Yeah, I was discounting you.
Now, I will say, because I listened to your open all those years ago when the decision was happened, you were on vacation in Atlantic City. You were also away. Giannis gets traded to the Heat. I think you should go on a hunger strike or at least a vacation until LeBron comes back to Miami. And I could use the money if I'm being honest.
I mean, honestly, I go away and crazy things happen. And it's like, and Gelb had texted me. I was on the airplane flying to Zurich. And when Giannis, when it was known that he was coming to Miami, Gelb texted and he's like, hey, you want to come on the show tomorrow from Switzerland?
Right.
Like, what'd you say? You know, you're big when you're a guest on your own show when you're when you're on vacation. And I said, yeah, I'll talk to you on July 6th.
Quickest no I ever got in my life. I've been at bars trying to hit on chicks and have got longer no's than that one before. The quickest no I've ever got was Hawk. Yeah, I'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks. No chance
now,
of I coming on the
air. Had Burger King announced those new long chicken sandwiches, then I would have carved time out of my vacation, but not for
Which, by the way, let me not bury the lead. Screw Giannis, screw LeBron, screw Brady Kachuk. I had my first ever pub sub over the weekend.
Yeah, right? I saw this. So you were in where, North Carolina?
Yeah, Oak Island, North Carolina.
And you had a pub sub. You know, people down here, we love our pub subs. And everybody raves about the chicken tender subs. And you ended up having one. So now, here's my only caveat. Is a pub sub in North Carolina as good as a pub sub in South Florida?
It is.
It is?
Yeah, I can attest to it. I've been to Publix's in North Carolina. I went to a Publix in Georgia, and I dabbled in a little pub sub action just to compare, kind of test the waters, and it hits just the same.
All right. There's a person on the chat. Gelb was terrible.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Another dope. Okay.
So, give us the review.
You watch. I don't do radio. No good things happen in Miami. I got you Brady Tkachuk and Giannis Antetokounmpo. You say, thank you, sir. May I have another, you a-hole. Now, back to the pub sub. I took the Solana special, but I made one change to it.
It's fine.
So, Solana said, get the chicken tender hoagie, which chicken tenders, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, provolone and hot sauce. Good job on the hot sauce, because my girlfriend the day prior got a pub sub. I thought it was a little bit dry. I added blue cheese crumbles.
Wow.
Very good. You know, I still like a traditional make it home, like beach sandwich just for the beach, but I ate it on the beach. Very tasty. I give it like a 7.8, 7.9 out of 10.
7.8.
How does it? I mean, if you go by the Portnoy scale, that's a good rating.
I think that's fair. Yeah. Like maybe the highest I go is an 8.2.
What would you give the White House in Atlantic City?
Oh, now different kind of sandwich. I would say that's like an 8.5, 8.6.
Dino's and Margate.
I like White House better than Dino's, but it's in the same ballpark. I'll go Dino's 8.2, 8.3.
Yeah. Have you run into Jalen Brunson in Margate this summer yet?
I did not. It was we were a weekend off. The weekend after was that he heard Gelb wasn't in town, so he'll come down and do his big Brunson bash. But Rick Brunson was there. Jalen Brunson was there. They had the Larry O'Brien trophy. That's what happens, Solana, when you win an NBA championship.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Actually, and, when you win three, you don't even throw a bash for it. Yeah. When you win one, I get it. You do the world tour. Yeah.
You just throw after you win one, or you're trying to win some, you just throw a big event and you promise all these Larry O'Brien trophies and then really under deliver, you know.
So where were you for LeBron's decision 16 years ago? Do you recall? Because you heard my story, but I was on the Atlantic City boardwalk, which I would never be on with my my young kids nowadays, but on the Atlantic City boardwalk watching it at Rainforest Cafe.
So, interesting connection here, and I kind of told this a little bit to Solana when you were out, but I'll add more to the story. So, my dad went to the same sleepaway camp as Leon Rose. I went to the same sleepaway camp as his kids, Pine Forest Camp, and LeBron's agent at the time was Leon Rose. So, I'm at that sleepaway camp going into 11th grade, and the 11th graders, they take, like, college tours and stuff like that. You know, they get you out of the camp a little bit. So, we're in Washington, D.C. We're out for lunch at an Applebee's, then we go to a movie, and then coming out of the movie, everyone's like, we gotta watch The Decision. Well, the group leader is obviously over 21. All of us kids aren't. We go back to that same Applebee's to try to watch The Decision. They go, you need IDs. You need to be over 21 at night to go into this Applebee's. The group leader goes, kids, fend for yourself. He goes in, watches The Decision, and we're all outside the Applebee's looking to see where LeBron James was going. Now, the extra part of the story that I'll add is, you know, the guy that ran the boys' side of camp was a massive Cleveland Cavaliers fan, and Leon's wife, Donna, worked at the sleepaway camp for a bunch of years. So when we got back from the trip, Leon sent this guy, Dan, who's no longer alive, unfortunately passed away, who was a massive LeBron fan, massive Cleveland Cavaliers fan, a signed LeBron James jersey from the Cavs to try to cheer him up that he lost the guy that was going to save his basketball.
Do you remember what movie you saw that night?
I do not.
That's interesting to me. That's the stuff that interests me. That's the stuff that, you know, that's the kind of thing that would make me break off my vacation to carve out a little time for the radio show. Let's say the Heat don't add anyone of note. They don't add DeMar DeRozan. Bradley Beal's been talked about. You know how
your guy.
It's not that I dislike Bradley Beal. I dislike that we have had a conversation for almost a decade about him coming to the Miami Heat. I'm bored with that conversation. I just want to move on. I'm tired of it. It's just nonstop every offseason. Well, they could get Bradley Beal. They could get Bradley Beal. I feel like we're going to have that conversation in 2036. Like, enough already with Bradley
Beal. Kind of Damian Lillard-like.
But Damian Lillard was like a one-year conversation. This Bradley Beal conversation has been nonstop. stop. It's never ending. Let's say they don't get him. They don't get DeMar DeRozan. They just, this is their roster, right? It's Giannis, Bam, Andrew Wiggins, Portis, Tim Hardaway Jr., Jovic, Davion Mitchell.
Pella Larson.
They are what in the Eastern Conference?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I would say top five seed in the Eastern Conference, where maybe they could get as high as like two or three. Like Giannis and Bam are phenomenal. I like the signing of Tim Hardaway Jr., even though his dad was a liar to us on the radio. Wiggins bringing him back was smart. But like that was the point I said to Solana, and Solana obviously agreed. It's a rare time that we were both in the same team on this one. You know, LeBron could go to the Sixers. He could go to the Cavs. And I get the nostalgia of why you want to go to the Cavs, and it'd be fun to see him wrap his career up there. The team that needs him the most are the Miami Heat, and there's an immediate need for him to kind of handle the ball and be the star in that backcourt, because you know down low they're going to be fine with Bam and Giannis. But the LeBron stuff with Miami is interesting, because at first I thought it was like 30%. Then I put it down to 18. Now it seems like Golden State is out. You know, I'm not going to count out the Sixers, but it does feel, at least from what I saw from Windhorst this morning, that it's either going to be Cleveland or Miami. The fact that a lot of these moves were made of guys that were rumored, like Middleton dealt the other day. You have Anthony Simons signing in Philly. I'll be curious to see how the Heat fill out their roster if they don't get LeBron James.
Yeah, it's funny. Like Chris Middleton, everybody was just assuming, oh, you'll get him for nothing.
Right?
Because he wants to play with Giannis and Bam.
And then he signs a three-year extension in Washington, of all places. Gelb, this is something Hawk and I talked about at the start of the show, and I just wonder, the first time LeBron comes to Miami with the decision, the backlash is like unbelievable at the time, and I realize a lot went into it. His comments about not one, not two, not three, the decision in general was just a bad look, but if LeBron chooses Miami again this time over Cleveland, because it does feel like those are the two teams, would there be a similar backlash? Would there be any backlash at all from the NBA community at large?
I think if he goes to Cleveland, everyone would understand it. If he goes to Miami, you know, it's weird to say that it's not a super team, but I think LeBron in his 40s now, it's viewed differently. Bam,
even though we respect him in Miami. Wait a second. You put LeBron, even in his 40s, with Bam and Giannis. They're the favorites in the East, no?
I can't say they're without a doubt the favorites in the Eastern Conference, no.
I think they would be. Like, in terms of odds?
Absolutely.
I think they're
Why
the
not the Knicks?
The
I just think that Giannis, Bam, and LeBron, and Andrew Wiggins, like, you add in the little ancillary pieces that they have, I don't see how they don't win the East.
I think they'd be top three. I think Philly's going to still get a lot of love after the Jaylen Brown deal, you know, assuming they don't trade Joel Embiid. You know, the Celtics are going to take a step back, but that's a team that's still going to win 50-something plus games. Like, hey, they'll be a top three team in the East. I can't say they should be without a doubt, though, the favorites. And this is what I'm saying, just the view nationally, is that, like, LeBron is obviously older at the end of his career. Giannis is a superstar. Bam has gotten more respect. We all know how good Bam Adebayo is, but I still don't think nationally the respect is fully there with Bam that people would be saying, oh, that's a super team. And if he goes to Miami, I think it's fine. If he goes to Cleveland, I think he's fine. The only blowback I think he could get is if he goes to Philly, because that one kind of came out of nowhere, and then maybe people would think that that is more ring chasing. But I really don't care, you know, in terms of being mad about it, like, hey, where I would be saying F LeBron. Any of these destinations really don't rub me the wrong way.
I would say even if he does go to Philly, like, the notion of him ring chasing is like, who cares at this point? He's proven himself. Like, it's not like the, you know, I believe we'll always have the discussion about Kevin Durant with the only two rings coming with an established championship team. We'll never have those conversations about LeBron because he did it.
And not only did he do it, but he went back to Cleveland and won.
Like, and did it with a team that probably shouldn't have won, yeah.
It, like, if LeBron didn't go back to Cleveland and win that ring, I think the LeBron conversation is different. But since he did that and then went to L.A. and people thought that wasn't ring chasing, it was just, like, setting himself up for life after basketball and he won a ring there, I think we're all kind of past that conversation. But he has us all by the cojones right now as we wait to see where he's going to go. And it doesn't matter how old he is. And I know people say he's not the best player anymore in the sport. He is still, outside of Wembanyama, the biggest star and the guy that still is the straw that stirs the drink, because everyone's waiting to see what's going to happen with LeBron.
I'd argue he's still the biggest star in the NBA, even more so than Wemby. I understand talent-wise, Wemby right now. Yeah, but
yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's the biggest star in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, look at what he's doing in the league right now. All ESPN,
I think if Michael Jordan came back this season, he's the biggest star in the NBA.
Hawk finally saying MJ's number two and LeBron's number one. Breaking news
there. Oh, no, I said MJ's number one in the league. MJ is always going to be number one.
I don't know. I think that was a slip up there by you.
MJ one, Bouzelis two, LeBron three.
Who would you rather have right now for this Heat team, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan. Everybody with me?
I'm with you.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
All right. Follow Zach Gelb on social media, ZACHGELB. We love you, Gelby.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Be well.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.